This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, in the notes, you can always find the upcoming events where we will be broadcasting, speaking, etc. And one of my most exciting favorite events of the 2018 calendar year has got to be the Health Freedom Congress, the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. It's linked up in the show notes and more. We're going to find out a lot more about it this hour because we have the president of the organization. It is naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. Welcome back, Roseanne.
Hey, thank you, Robert, for having me.
You got it. You got it. Now, fundamental to this show is health freedom, a tapestry woven every show, even if we cover other topics that may be news of the day, but always trying to come back to that principle of, you know, why health freedom is important, why it is a fundamental right that even though it isn't listed or enumerated specifically in our founding documents here in the United States with a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution, but how it is acknowledged in so many things that we do and must, regain, then retain, and so much misinformation and misdirection that's happening out there in the mainstream media. So what is the purpose for the United States Health Freedom Congress, and why should everybody want to be in there and attend?
Well, health freedom is something that nobody talks about. We're not taught about this in schools. We're not, it's not talked about in, you know, even in religion, the idea of freedom to choose and freedom to practice your own religion. But health and freedom is so important as a concept. And it's because you can't have one without the other. They're so deeply interconnected. And so the National Health Freedom Coalition, of which I'm president, we host this Congress. We try to host it every year. This will be the 12th convening of the Congress since Diane Miller, our founder, founded this group. So she's the director of law and public policy for our groups, which is the National Health Freedom Coalition, and our sister group, which is the Action Group. And the Action Group does the lobbying. And so together we put on this Congress. And the goal really is for people of the world to have freedom to be healthy and the freedom to choose how they do that. And basically also to understand that we all have a voice. And so if we can come together to strengthen that voice of health freedom, our movement not only grows in scope, but we also believe that when we work together on these issues, we grow the movement stronger. So some of the issues we focus on in our discussions will include, you know, vaccine choice, food freedom, medical freedom, the freedom of holistic healers to practice medicine without being criminalized. I'm a naturopath. I feel for that issue. We also talk about the freedom from these 5G technologies and geoengineering that go on without our consent. So those are some of the topics we'll cover. The Congress, another reason is to bring these leaders together and organizations together to face-to-face so that we can collaborate and connect and network, because it's so important. We're all in our individual groups doing our individual focus, you know, focusing, and here we can come together and find commonalities that we can take back to our bases so we all have a similar message and become stronger that way.
Well, June 10th, 11th, 12th, St. Paul, Minnesota is the place to be, and it's linked up in the notes, and we have also a place where you can sign up and register. You don't have to be a voting member to attend. You can participate. There's a lot of engagement, active engagement. And I understand that if you have some youth, you know, teens, high school age, that we want to see the next generation participate in this important endeavor to regain and then ultimately hopefully retain it. Obviously, that's something that's won and rewon every day. Roseanne, I want to go remedial on this topic, if you don't mind, because you said you can't have one without the other, that is health without freedom. Why? Why can't you have health without freedom? That's a concept, as you said, it's not being taught, so we can't assume people understand, you know, that indeed that's important without going into why.
Well, these concepts, I think, are sacred. And when you're talking about the sacred, you're talking about creating conditions for these issues that go beyond the concept of human values. To say something is sacred is to say that they have value beyond their usefulness for our human ends. So no one has the right to appropriate them or profit from them at the expense of others. And that's why this concept of health freedom is so important.
Mm-hmm. I think about the freedom to access healing in ways that I certainly was not taught growing up. And so I could see viscerally, but that without the freedom to know what I learned and then apply that knowledge and access people to help me to, you know, get where I was going, right? Healers that would help me to actually heal, that I might not be alive today, quite honestly. And despite the prohibitions on certain things like homeopathic doctors, right, where I, you know, entered into a master apprentice relationship so many years ago, did so despite the government's so-called prohibition to do some of the things that I've done. And, you know, so we recognize that freedom can exist even within tyranny, but it is underground. It is, you know, at the threat of loss of life even, much less loss of liberty in terms of jail time or otherwise. And so doctors that enter into, let's say, licensure agreements with the state to manage or control what they do, it's a reduced, I would say at very best a reduced form of freedom. In reality, I would call it an altered form of slavery. Am I being too strong with those kind of concepts?
No, I think you're one of the few people who talk about the, you know, actual truth of the matter, what state rights are. They're privileges. When the state gives us what they call rights, they're privileges that they can modify, alter. If they're granting them, they can take them away. So those aren't really true rights. Our rights come to us by virtue of being born on the planet in these bodies. And it speaks to the soul. It speaks to who is inhabiting your body. Who makes the choice for your body? Your body is not making a choice. It's you within the body that makes a choice. And those choices don't come from government. So when we say that we need licensure from the state in order to practice medicine, we're allowing certain people to have rights over other people and, you know, to legislate choice for other people. And that just isn't what true freedom is about.
Well, let's say if you're a medical doctor, you go through all those years of training to be proficient at the highest level of that training in an official capacity. And then you enter into some kind of agreement to be controlled by a bunch of incompetent dunderheads in many cases that don't have the best interest of the patient at heart necessarily, but the economic interest of the group that is being licensed. And, that concept, once again, is not taught because the way licensure is promoted, it's advertised as if it's the only thing that can protect the people from dangerous, unlicensed practices. But the idea of freedom, again, comes in here. Is freedom necessarily a dangerous thing? Or could we argue that licensure, because of the illusion of safety, is more dangerous?
Well, yeah, because licensure doesn't even protect the doctor who agrees to it. These doctors have to abide by those restrictions, and if they don't, they lose their licensure and they lose their career. So there have been many doctors who have come to a point where they see there's a new truth that maybe is revealed to them, and they don't agree with what their superiors or what the licensure tells them they should agree with, and then they counter that, they question it, and they lose their license. So it's not a protection in the end. And so many important truths that have come out have caused these doctors, like Dr. Andrew Wakefield, to lose his license. So and other doctors are following now. It's not a protection.
Well, and some of these docs I've talked with, they've gained their freedom by losing their license, which is kind of strange when you think about it. It's like, well, you worked all those years, you maybe got in a major debt to become a doctor, and then you find out how restricted you are in doing what you may have intentionally gone into to help people genuinely. Because I don't accuse all doctors of going into it just for what we might determine the wrong reasons. I think a lot of people are motivated because they want to help folks. Now, what happens when they become doctors, that's a different story. And whether they fall prey to the cognitive dissonance that is imposed on them from above and agree to it and maybe drug themselves so they can continue in that behavior, or whether they wake up and say, I will fight it from within, maybe at the risk of losing the license, or then lose it and then find out, you know what, I have a bigger mission here, like you mentioned Andrew Wakefield, who no longer asks permission to do what he is doing. And he is on mission and on purpose from at least my perspective, watching that man and what he's done since then.
Yeah, you can see it in his demeanor. When people are talking, you can hear it in their voices, that spirit of freedom. And it is from the spirit that freedom comes. So that freedom is expressed, I should say. And, you know, in the Congress, we're going to actually honor Andrew Wakefield with his latest film, The Pathological Optimist. We're going to be showing that Monday night as one of our activities. So if people do choose to come to the Congress to see what it's all about as a general participant, you get to collaborate with the leaders that are there from organizations. You're going to be there. You're going to be speaking. There will be six leaders from organizations, various health freedom organizations, that will be speaking to the concept of wisdom and its application. And we're going to be showing this film of Andrew Wakefield's story. So it will all tie together.
Yeah. And of course, you have to ask a wise guy like me to speak, you know, so.
Well, you are wise. So we will all benefit from what you've learned from your own journey and how that has applied and, you know, how that applies to other people, how people can take those words of wisdom and apply to their own life.
Oh, wise guy, eh? All right, well, we're going to take a break here. Roseanne Lindsay's with me this hour, having a great discussion on health, freedom, healing, liberty, the principles that really underlie it all, and putting perspective on it that you won't hear anywhere else in the mainstream media, probably not even in talk radio as well. We're going to enjoy this together. Remember, folks, the upcoming Health Freedom Congress is open to you. I hope that you can attend June 10th, 11th, 12th in St. Paul, Minnesota. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
At the Congress coming up, we're talking the Health Freedom Congress. We've got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. Also, a shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health. Julie Whitman Klein will also be a featured speaker at this event. In addition, the keynote, I don't know if he's the honoree, because hasn't he been honored before, Jim Turner?
He hasn't been honored by our organization before, but he will be the keynote this time, yeah.
Fantastic. And Jim Turner is a health freedom hero, an attorney that's been fighting for health freedom for a lot of years. And I'm really excited to have him be acknowledged in this way. And, you know, so many other opportunities to interact and mix and mingle with really the leaders of the health freedom community. I think each and every one of you attending is, in your own right, a leader of some kind. Whether it's an official designation or not, it's irrelevant to me that you tap into the importance and you begin to manifest it in your life and become a living example for others. That's what's so exciting about the potential when we all get together here. You can find that path. If you're not already on it, you'll probably get a little closer to it if you join us there.
Yeah, general participants can come and participate in the activities, and we have workshops, and we have open space discussions, and everybody's included in that. In fact, there's our founder, Diane Miller, will present a workshop on lobbying 101. And so this helps individuals who want to get involved in advocating for things that they're concerned about at the level of the legislature. So for anybody who thinks they can't make a difference at that level, in the construct that we're living in currently, we need to work with our legislature, at least at this point. Who knows what will happen in the future? But for successful lobbying, you want to be learning from somebody like Diane Miller, and she's going to be offering this workshop on Monday night. So everybody is welcome to come.
Yeah, and you may learn about safe, natural products to clean yourself up after you interact with the legislature as well.
Yeah, then you can take your homeopathic remedy and kind of cleanse yourself. But.
Well, seriously, I mean, the interacting on the energetic level with those agencies, entities, et cetera, I mean, there is an art to be able to navigate in and out of that safely.
Yes, and I think what I'm discovering as I lobby myself, working on safe harbor legislation in Wisconsin, I'm not only the director of this Congress, the program director for the Congress, but I am actually on the ground working, getting experience working with legislators, and, finding out that it takes a lobbyist to represent yourself to your representative is very eye-opening. It's not the government that we're taught about in school. Our representatives don't truly represent us. They're representing a lot of money. And so we need money behind us if we really want a voice in our own legislatures. And, that's the truth of the matter. And the more money, the more chances you have. They don't look at you unless you have money, and it's a challenge to move some of these freedom legislations and bills forward, because again, you're asking the government, you're begging them to give you rights that you already have. So
yes.
In a way, it's a little frustrating for me. But like I said, I'm trying everything. This is plan A. If plan A doesn't work, there's always plan B.
Right, right. Well, yeah, we have a multifactorial, if I call it an attack, it's a strategy, if you will, to defend your freedom or to regain that freedom that's been lost. If you all would like to contribute to the National Health Freedom Action group, that's available. We have that linked up, a donation button. A great group if you can't support them by doing donation of your time. By all means, and every little bit helps, and this is a worthwhile an organization that I've ever worked with. They're looking to raise $5,000 by March 15th. They're on their way, but you can help them. And again, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, Roseanne, as we look at the, how we call it, the terrain for health freedom, when you are in these lobbying communiques, you're actually interfacing with that, is this as foreign a concept to the legislators you're meeting with, health freedom, as it is to the general public?
It's getting less and less of something they don't understand, because more and more people are talking about it, but I find that they're generally plugged into the current just medical system. So when we're talking about alternative health, they don't really understand it. I mean, a few, maybe 20% of the people we talk to will understand it because they're utilizing it. But if they're not utilizing it, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And we have to bring that information to them. And what I'm finding is that when you can talk to somebody at the level of their health and the
yes.
choice, the choices that they are allowed for, that they allow for themselves, then they listen to you, because everybody wants choice for their own bodies.
Nice.
So you bring it to that level, and you can actually get some good back and forth.
Beautiful. Roseanne Lindsay is my guest. Can you stick around one more segment? I'm having a great time with this conversation. We've got to talk about some news items and how we weave that health freedom into that as well.
Sure, Robert.
All right, we'll be right back. Check it out. All the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Limited, a name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rock rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I often joke with my friend Jonathan Emord and others that are in Washington, D.C., how they're in the belly of the beast doing battle for health freedom, how they stay clean, right? You know, it's like the energy is so, I'll just say it, disgusting. And you know, non-freedom embracing. And Roseanne Lindsay, my guest this hour from the National Health Freedom Group, we're talking about the upcoming, Congress coming up. And I'm so impassioned to join and continue to support the group you're working with, and as for many years have been doing that. But you go in and you lobby. And it's like, at the same time, I know you, Roseanne, you know that there's a lot of misplaced and displaced energy that's almost, I dare say, wasted, because I don't believe anything is wasted in reality and life. We can learn from anything. But what about the concept of withdrawing consent, the support, the energy that those agencies and entities in government rely upon for their very survival and their ability to use their power against our freedom?
That's a very important issue, and that's something we're going to have to probably be discussing as we go along, because with these mandates for vaccines or for other issues, you know, the flu shot mandate in hospitals, the vaccine mandates for kids in California in order to attend public schools, where is that written that we're mandated to observe a dictate from a state government that's run by Big Pharma and their profits? So we always have the freedom to withdraw consent, because it's our body and our spirit is in our body and making those decisions. So, yeah, especially, you know, even when it comes to gun rights and all the stories now, again, that are in the news, they want to take our ability to defend ourselves away. They're saying that people with guns are all criminals. Well, that's just not true. And they're trying to create a narrative that is sold on the media, and a lot of people are buying into it because they're not thinking for themselves. They're not seeing the consequences of what would happen if we are unable to suddenly defend ourselves.
Yeah, this has been obviously a hot topic the last couple of weeks with the latest shooting in Parkland, South Florida. And, you know, the idea is, well, for me, I get it that people are upset. Certainly, if I had a child that was injured or killed, I'd be, you know, all the emotions that you can imagine as a parent you would feel. But I step back and I say, you know what? Your feelings are not, let's say, how would I say this? It's very insensitive, perhaps, but my rights do not depend on how you feel about me exercising them, right? And so they've been utilizing, with each tragedy, those that want to remove the right to defend them, you know, ourselves, they utilize these tragedies to say, see, we just have to remove this because it's too dangerous to have that freedom to defend yourself. They won't say it that way, but they'll say the gun is the problem, when, of course, the vast majority of gun owners, it's not even a close contest, would never engage in criminal activity and don't. So why is it that with each episode like this, the disaster, the focal point is on removing the rights of those who have violated nobody's rights? There's got to be an agenda here from another nefarious group that are taking advantage of, I guess, some level of naivete or emotional vulnerability.
Yeah, it's what I call the big lie. They're trying to tell us that guns kill, but it's people that kill. Guns don't kill. There's many knife incidents where people are being killed by knives, or people being killed by people with knives. They're not being killed by knives,
right.
You know. So, you know, it's guns don't pull their own triggers. They don't self-activate. So gun control is a form of neutering our ability to defend ourselves. And, you know, when they put up these restrictive laws, who don't obey them? Well, the criminals don't obey them. So you end up with a city where only certain people have the right to have a gun, the police force. And what does that show us about, you know, what happened in history? Who are the ones that have taken control? The people with the guns. And you ask the Native American Indians what happened when they took their guns away from them. So we really have to be careful. We have to observe history and what's happened in the past and prevent that from happening again.
Exactly. Again, these fundamental rights across the board, whatever they be, and we talk health freedom, about defense of your life and how do you engage in that. And yeah, if you are of the belief that the only people that should have guns are the quote unquote authorities, well, every authoritarian regime in history has been responsible for horrific atrocities. And it's not just the Nazi Germany example, that's one of many. But when you disarm a citizenry, you leave it defenseless. And when you do that, of course, there are people willing to take advantage of that vulnerability. And our founding fathers in America, the framers of the Constitution, they knew this. And we have somehow, at least a significant percentage of the people in America, have lost sight of that as they're too afraid of inanimate objects that can only be dangerous when they're used improperly. Or when they're properly used in defense of life rather than to take life in an unwarranted fashion. So, yeah, these are concepts that I love discussing, and I'm glad you get it. And it doesn't mean that we believe in forcing people to own guns. If they don't feel comfortable with it, that's, you know, your prerogative not to. But to, you know, violate our right to self-defense because you don't like them, that crosses a line that, you know, I won't sit idly by and wait what happens next.
Right. We have to ask ourselves, too, are these incidents that have all kinds of contradictions inherent in them and all kinds of inconsistencies when they actually start being, you know, talked about, discussed on the airways in the media, they show us that this could be controlled opposition. And we need to ask the question, can government save us from the dangers that really didn't ever exist if they are being staged? I mean, this is a problem. We need to ask ourselves, we need to think for ourselves, mm-hmm. and we need to recognize how they're using these incidents to create fear as a tool against us. It's a tool against humanity, because fear makes us all victims. So how do you avoid becoming a victim? You mm-hmm. learn how to defend yourself.
Right. And I said this on yesterday's show, and I've said it before, doctors, licensed allopathic doctors, are more dangerous than guns. And it's not even a close contest. And yet nobody, unfortunately perhaps, is calling for the banning of doctors, right? And, you know, this is the perspective. If you think this is about sanctity of human life, saving lives, protecting children, who's doing more harm, you know, per capita, if you will, whether it be through vaccination, whether it be through drugs, whether it be the SSRIs or psychotropic medications that are apparently involved in over 90% of these school shootings. So how do we make peace with that? Or is it possible to make peace with it if we don't even acknowledge that it's much more dangerous than what people are saying in terms of firearms?
I think you bring up a really good point, because at the core of what's happening is they're creating a fear to take us away from the truth that we are powerful, peaceful beings. We're here to evolve as a species, and in order to do that, we have to find peace. And it's not by focusing on our differences, not by through hate, which is what these incidents, these media publicized events are creating. They're creating fear and hate of certain groups. And we have to call them on what they're doing and stop it and show ourselves for who we really are, which are peaceful beings. They don't want to focus on that truth.
Yeah, well, that is absolutely accurate. Roseanne, there's an article that I think I saw you share, and I want to bring that up because it's to the danger of doctors, right? There's apparently a study, or somebody found and sounded the alarm on the harms of saline in IV bags. You're thinking, saline, isn't that fairly innocuous and life-saving? And apparently they found that it poses a great danger, and they're not utilizing another form of potassium-based blood plasma mimicking rehydration or for other purposes. What's the story here?
Well, there's about 30 million people hospitalized in the U.S. alone each year, and tens or hundreds of thousands of patients who would be spared deaths, they say, or severe kidney problems if they would use balanced fluids instead of saline solutions. So saline by itself obviously isn't the answer, and a lot of deaths in the hospital could be the result of just this problem.
Yeah, they said the difference could mean 50,000 to 70,000 fewer deaths and 100,000 fewer cases of kidney failure each year in the United States. That's what the researchers are estimating here, if they just switched over to utilizing something that mimics blood plasma concentrations. How is this not a moment of duh? How did this go so long before they figured this out?
I don't know. And the cost between the two are about the same, like a dollar difference. So I don't know why they're choosing not to do it. I mean, they charge people for this anyway. And I think in the field, in the war field and during wars, I think they've used solutions like coconut water,
yes,
which have a similar mineral profile to have the same effect. So there are other options.
Yeah, well, isotonic solutions of seawater also that mimic blood plasma. So it's not unknown. But this is the kind of thing when you have a licensed, protected, and controlled industry like modern medicine is, often what is protected are what they call standard of care, but standard of care ends up being more dangerous and deadly than the few like Ignaz Semmelweis who points out, hey, you know what? We should wash our hands before we deliver babies after we cut up on the cadavers in the next room. And this is still going on because I'm sure the people that have pointed this out initially were met with derision. How dare you bring this up? We know what we're doing. We use saline, shut up, and keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, it'll be up to people to really publicize this, like you who are doing that, and others to ask for it. And, you know, to me, just ask for it when you're in the hospital or make it part of your protocol, you know, if you're a medical protocol or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would we do in terms of traditional naturopathy? I'm not talking about people that have bled out, but in terms of prevention of people ever having to go into a hospital that would result in kidney failure or other things.
Yeah, it's a choice that we all have to make. If we come to a point in our own health history that we are tired of feeling tired,
yeah.
We want to make a different choice, then we can start looking into, you know, finding solutions in other areas, like listening to shows like yours that offer other alternatives, talking to different people who've tried different solutions, and then finding out other holistic healers that give different options and just giving it a try.
Yes. And in addition to the National Health Freedom Congress that's upcoming June 10th, 11th, 12th, I want to see everybody there. There's also natureofhealing.org. This is where you find out more about Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and those of you who want to consult with someone as brilliant and sensitive as her, you can reach out through her website and find out how to do that. I know there are a lot of people that are in need of some guidance, and Roseanne, you're there for them if they're up for it.
Thank you so much, Robert. That was very sweet.
You got it. Well, we got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. We'll bring Super Don in, and maybe he'll find something absurd to talk about before we head into the weekend. How's that?
Perfect.
All right, Roseanne, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Robert.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing.
IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Scott Bell Show.
NatureHealing.org, that's the place to go for Roseanne Lindsay, and she's amazing. I love the discussion I get to have with her because she gets the freedom on a deep, deep level. You know, going into the spiritual realms, and I appreciate that so much. Not everybody you can talk to about it like that and go that deep. So thanks to Roseanne Lindsay for that. And Super D, I think it's time to update our friends, neighbors, and relatives about a bit of a happier ending, particularly in Tennessee, for our friends who actually sell CBD.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back, what's up?
All right, back to Tennessee. Remember this, was it a week or two ago now? It seems so long ago with all these
shows. It's been a couple weeks. Yeah.
I mean, when we do 6 days a week and you do seven, it's hard to know how long ago it was. Some of these stories are come and gone, and we're already a week out or 2 weeks out. But we had the story in Tennessee, and we actually, you know, it was like so absurd. You almost thought somebody made it up, but like the sheriff or the authorities going in and going, get rid of that CBD. It's called Operation Candy Crush. They apparently, raided a bunch of stores. I think there might have been some vape shops. And I guess you could kind of cut them some slack to think, if there was going to be someone that might try to sneak something in there, a vape shop might be. I mean, that's kind of a, it's a little bit unfair to say because I think they're targeted more. But, you know, from the image, like if people go by, they're like, ooh, you know how it is, like the general public that doesn't go in. They don't know. These people are having to toe the line, right? But to go into a health food store, which they did, and they basically confiscated and arrested people, and man, and to show you how out of touch they are, again, we're going to get to the happy ending here, but to show how out of touch they were, do you remember that, what was that, was it a sheriff or the cop that was being interviewed?
He's like a sheriff or sheriff's deputy or somebody who was a part of the raid that was taking place, and they did a press conference outside front one of these shops, and the reporter was asking the sheriff about the clerks working in the stores, whether they know what the CBD is used for.
Yeah, and it was funny about this because we're not used to having reporters asking intelligent questions or actually knowing about the subject matter more so than that who they're interviewing, right? So it was a double weird kind of thing. So you're going to hear a reporter that was intelligent on a subject, CBD, and a cop that was, I don't know, beneath the, in baseball they call it, I think, the Mendoza line, right? Below 200. Right. And we're not talking IQ, but you get the picture. So let's go and revisit that audio as to the attack, the assault, if you will, the confiscation, the arrest related to CBD in Tennessee at health food stores and vape shops.
You mentioned that the clerks know what this stuff is used for. Could you tell us what it's used for?
It's used to get high.
No. It's not. It doesn't have THC in it.
So. Then why are they buying it?
Then why are they buying it, he asks, right? It's used to get high.
Why else are they buying it? It's that marijuana stuff.
Yeah, if you smoke a doobie with only CBD in it, you ain't getting high. And, of course, most people that are doing the CBD in the health food stores are primarily taking it in like the gel encapsulated form or liquid form or sometimes topical, right? There are vaped forms of CBD, granted, but people don't take it to get high. They're managing pain and anxiety. In fact, as we reported yesterday in Minnesota, they've proven that it is reducing or getting people off of opioids, harmful and addictive and deadly opioids. So it's quite extraordinary. So here's the good news on this. I think the District Attorney General, Attorney General Jennings H. Jones, said this week that they've, in a release, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has backed off its initial determinations where they said, yes, all of that CBD came from marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as if it's different, because chemically, ultimately, it is the same thing. CBD is CBD, whether you get it from something you call marijuana or hemp. Somebody would say, that's neither here nor there. No, it isn't here nor there, because the fact that it comes from this plant, not that plant, it's ludicrous. It's silly. It's the stuff that is not going to get you high, that is not addictive, that is not the stuff that's considered Schedule One, absurdly, of course. So 23 Rutherford County stores in Tennessee were raided, and now they've returned all the product. They've dismissed any charges. I don't know where they're going from here, but I guess they're going to try and determine this legality thing. They're just a bit lost on the subject.
Yeah, it's confusing. We've heard stories, you know, of this sort of thing going on other places, but apparently in Tennessee, they kind of backed off. So good news for the stores there in the Tennessee area.
Hallelujah.
And people will still be able to get their CBD.
Well, enjoy your weekend. Stock up on CBD. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we're out of time. We'll be back on Sunday because the power to heal, it definitely is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one?
I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.